From a new series to an old, old story. It's one that's worth retelling. And the women of Ambridge gave it their own special treatment this week. Calendar Girls is the story of Ryleston WI in Yorkshire. The women raised £2 million for leukaemia research after the death of John Baker, who had cancer and was married to one of the group, by creating a calendar with a difference.
But then I thought, likely proceeds from next year's calendar, Marie's Bridges of Wharfdale. All I'll say is, remember the look on the face of that RSPCA bloke when we handed over last year's cheque? Kind of, cheers, girls, that'll just about pay for a hamster's leg splint.
So,
what did Celia discover in the market square at Christmas? Flesh cells. Annie? Mm-hmm. My glamorous assistant will give you now, OK, a selection of calendars.
Statistically, according to Roy in the post office, all of these last year raised more money than views of local churches.
What's yours got on, Celia?
Not a lot, Jessie. I have to say, I find it difficult to believe that she could ride a motorbike wearing that. And if she did, it wouldn't stay on very long.
Well, I have to say, I don't mind doing this. I mean, it's not, you know, normally my kind of thing. But if a naked calendar raises money for a good cause, I don't mind buying one. Ruth, we're not talking about buying one.
We're talking about appearing in one.
Oh, my God!
Oh, calm down!
Oh, for God's sake, you are joking.
Look, the whole point...
Oh, my God, she's brought a camera!
Look, we need to raise money quickly.
Yes, and with respect, anyone else would think tombola.
Oh, Ruth!
Maybe a raffle. Oh, well, there is only you on God's earth.
And John, who inspired this, of course. The last phase of the flower is the most glorious.
The last phase is the most glorious.
With respect, Annie, he didn't say whip your bras off.
Yes, and I'm not a prude. In fact, I have in my time ridden completely topless on a Harley Davidson. But the point is, I was 16 at the time.
Precisely.
You did what?
Ruth, you're making the fatal mistake of confusing naked with nude. Would you call the Venus de Milo naked?
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Being naked involves detail. Being nude involves...
whiskey.
Suggestion. Look, what we're talking here is a slight shift from a WI calendar of spectacular views to a calendar of spectacular views of the WI. It is possible to take a photo that celebrates corporeal beauty of the mature human form without any indecency. So, ladies, what do you think? Who's up for being Miss January?
It may be mild for the time of year, but I don't think so. The Ambridge Women, with Shan Phillips recreating Tim Firth's comedy drama Calendar Girls on Sunday, repeated on Monday. And of course, Shan Phillips is now Dame Shan Phillips. The original calendar was made in the year 2000 and the story made into a film in 2003. And it has real resonance for millions of people affected by the death of a loved one.